This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The Post-Carbon Institute was 5 years old when its founder, Julian Darley, returned home to England in 2008, giving the Sebastopol-based nonprofit an opportunity to reinvent itself. Dropping the community demonstration projects they had been doing, Asher Miller, the organization's new executive director, recast it into a think tank on sustainability issues, a choice that he says was also driven by other larger events at that time.
Oil prices shot up. They hit about $147 a barrel. We feel pretty confident that we sort of hit the peak of global oil production that summer. A lot of our folks had spent years trying to educate people and warn people about something that was coming. This was a big change. So it's here. What do we do now?
Having recruited an A-list of forward-thinking writers and activists as the 29 fellows of the Reincarnated Institute, Miller says their focus became applying their respective expertise to addressing a single difficult message.
Business as usual is really no longer an option. It's not a moral question anymore. It's really an inevitability. With the peak of global oil production, the collapse of the economy, you're looking at evidence that just in the last couple of years that we're actually past the save point in terms of global levels of CO2. All of that points to the fact that we're entering a whole new era, effectively.
That's not an easy message to hear, but Miller believes a sizable segment of the American population already recognizes the reality of it.
29 fellows, a small organization. We don't have the resources to stop this train that we're on. So knowing that, we do the best we can. One area for us is to speak honestly about the challenges we're facing. Without trying to scare the pants off of people, without trying to drive people into a feeling of paralysis, being real, and I think people are ready for that.
That's why he's written and circulated an open letter to President Obama asking him to be more forthright about the policies that are needed to redirect and secure the nation's energy and economic future. Last week's State of the Union speech was, in some ways, a missed opportunity, Miller says, but he's hoping the president can build on it.
Good start. Good to talk about the fact that we're falling behind as a nation in terms of taking a leadership role in converting our energy economy to a clean energy economy. But talking about nuclear, talking about clean coal, which is a complete myth, these are not the areas that we should be investing our energies or our dollars. I'm not naive enough to think that the administration is not aware of these challenges. It's not about educating them so much. It's about trying to give them the pressure and the cover to come out and be honest about this stuff.
Meanwhile, Miller says the new role of the Post-Carbon Institute will be to help connect people and ideas to address the sustainability imperative as holistically as possible.
There is a very small subset of people who see all these points of connection. There's a larger group of people that are passionate about one area or another. And there's a lot of work that can be done to connect those people to one another. So, for example, there are a lot of people that are very passionate about local food or healthy food. There are a lot of people that are really passionate about climate. There's a smaller number of people that are passionate about peak oil as an issue. There's a very large population of people that feel like something is funky about our economy. So our role is to help those people see how all these things are interconnected, and they are, and to point them to actions that they can take.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.